OpenAI is back in the spotlight, and this time the story is not a model release or a benchmark score. According to finance.yahoo.com, the company is planning its biggest ChatGPT overhaul yet, with a push to turn the product into something closer to a super app. The timing matters because this comes as OpenAI is also being linked to a potential trillion-dollar IPO, which means product strategy and market narrative are moving together. If this lands the way OpenAI wants, ChatGPT stops being just a destination for prompts and starts looking like the control center for work. According to finance.yahoo.com, the overhaul would bring coding tools and AI agents deeper into ChatGPT, making the app more useful for tasks that go beyond conversation. That is a meaningful shift because it changes the product from a chatbot into a place where users can actually complete workflows, not just start them. It also suggests OpenAI wants a tighter grip on the experience, with more of the action happening inside its own interface instead of through separate tools. For listeners, the reason this matters is simple. If ChatGPT becomes the front door for agents, coding, and services, then OpenAI is competing as a platform, not just a model maker. That changes how developers build, how users work, and how investors value the company. It also raises the stakes around whether OpenAI can keep the product fast, reliable, and broad enough to support that bigger role. In other words, this is not a cosmetic refresh. It is a bid to make ChatGPT the place where AI work actually happens. Microsoft spent 2 days at Build 2026 making a different kind of statement, according to Forbes. It wants to own more of its AI stack instead of renting the core of it from OpenAI. The company unveiled 7 in-house models under its MAI brand, along with new infrastructure designed to support agentic workloads. Forbes also reported that Microsoft showed off a new server processor tuned for agents, plus a next-generation quantum chip as part of the broader platform pitch. The message is pretty clear. Microsoft is building more of the plumbing itself, and that changes its leverage across cloud, software, and enterprise AI. According to Forbes, the MAI models are meant to reduce Microsoft's dependence on outside providers while giving the company more control over performance, cost, and deployment. That matters because Microsoft has spent years tying its AI story closely to OpenAI, and now it is signaling that it wants more optionality. The new server processor is especially important for listeners because agentic AI is not just about smarter models. It also needs hardware and infrastructure that can handle longer-running tasks and more complex orchestration. If Microsoft can run more of that stack internally, it can shape everything from Azure offerings to Copilot features with fewer external constraints. It also gives the company more room to compete on enterprise reliability, where customers care as much about control as they do about raw capability. So this is less about one flashy demo and more about Microsoft trying to become the landlord of its own AI future. On the policy side, Politico is reporting that the US is treating the next 6 to 12 months as a critical window to secure frontier AI before China narrows the gap. That framing comes as Washington weighs how to keep advanced systems, compute, and talent from becoming strategic vulnerabilities. The story matters because it puts AI squarely into the same category as other national security competition points, where speed and access can shape the balance of power. It also shows that frontier AI is no longer just a tech race. It is being discussed as an industrial and geopolitical one. According to Politico, US officials believe Beijing could be close enough to compete with the newest wave of hyper-advanced models within that short timeline. That is why the conversation is shifting toward securing supply chains, tightening controls, and deciding how much government involvement is appropriate. For listeners, the practical implication is that AI policy may start moving faster, especially around export restrictions, domestic investment, and partnerships with major labs. It also means companies building frontier systems may face more scrutiny over where their chips come from, where their models are trained, and who gets access to the results. The bigger picture is that AI leadership is being treated as something that can be lost quickly if the US does not move now. That makes the next few months especially important for anyone watching regulation, defense, or semiconductor policy. Apple is about to have its own AI moment, and according to latest LY, iOS 27 is expected to debut at WD 2026 with a major Siri overhaul. The report says Apple is preparing a Gemini-powered Siri chatbot, along with expanded Apple Intelligence features across the system. It also points to AI photo editing, a more customizable camera app, and performance and battery improvements. For Apple, this is a big test of whether it can make AI feel native instead of bolted on. According to latest LY, the new Siri experience would be one of the most visible changes in iOS 27, especially if Apple leans harder into conversational control. That matters because Siri has long been one of the most scrutinized parts of Apple's software stack, and a stronger AI layer could change how people interact with their phones day to day. If the company really does integrate Gemini-powered capabilities, it would also show how pragmatic Apple is willing to be about getting better AI features into users' hands. For listeners, the key thing to watch is whether Apple can pair those features with its usual emphasis on privacy, device performance, and tight ecosystem control. If it can, iOS 27 could become one of the clearest examples yet of AI moving from a separate app into the operating system itself. That would put Apple directly into the center of the consumer AI race. Quick hit, according to Bloomberg, China's Moonshot AI is seeking as much as $2 billion in new funding at a $30 billion valuation. The company is reportedly moving fast to keep pace with rivals in China's increasingly crowded AI market. That is another sign that capital is still flowing hard into frontier model builders, even as competition gets tighter. Before I let you go, keep an eye on Apple's WWDC 2026 announcements and whether iOS 27 actually delivers the Siri overhaul latest LY is pointing to. Also watch for any follow-up from Microsoft after Build 2026, because Forbes reporting suggests the company is not done expanding its in-house AI stack. If both stories develop the way they are signaling now, the next phase of AI will be as much about platforms and operating systems as it is about models. That is TSL, bite-sized for Monday, June 8, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.